Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
It's time to wind down. Okay, so producer Jen is eating Kufins right now. What the
and
heck
I'm gonna,
is
they're
that?
So good. And, well,
this isn't
like,
this is not an ad, by the way, but...
It's a hybrid of a chocolate chip cookie and a muffin.
Where do you get them at?
I have no idea, Amy.
My friend Natalie, her kid Lane, invented them.
Amy's in the studio with us today because she's obsessed with our guest that we have on today. And I'm really obsessed, too, because...
Love her.
Blossom, guys.
Yeah, Blossom.
Like, I grew up watching that show.
What's the best?
And she's, like, she's a neuroscientist. She's an author. She's an actress.
She's a mom. A kick-ass mom.
Excuse me, I just burped. Yeah. she's everything. And Amy's obsessed with her, so...
I know.
That's why she's here.
Oh. None of her acting. I'm totally obsessed with her.
Her brain.
For her brain.
Yeah.
It fascinates me. She also was in Beaches.
Girl crush.
What was she in Beaches?
What? Little Bette Midler.
You're right.
Gosh, that's right. I'll never forget when I watched Beaches. Oh. It was in the back of my bus, and I can't remember which tour I was on, but one of my band guys came back, and he's like, are you okay? And I was like,
and she dies.
Yeah.
It's ugly cry.
Bawling like, and he's just like, okay, we gotta go on in like 5 minutes. So
look, my eyes are tearing up just thinking about the film.
Yeah, I guess they had a remake, but I couldn't watch it. I was like, no, nothing's
absolutely
gonna be
not
Beaches like Mm-mm. number one. But oh, I cannot. Oh my goodness, I love that. Like I love Beaches.
I know,
it's so good.
I'm gonna watch it.
I need a good
tonight.
Cry.
I do too.
I kind of feel like a good cry. Yeah, why you?
I don't. You know, just I don't life. Know. Life. It's hard. So it was just Father's Day. What did you get Mike for Father's Day?
So he got a new set of golf clubs.
Awesome.
And so he's like, babe, all I want to do is he wants to perfect his golf swing because his dream is for me to get on like a hit show and then he can quit his job and then
in
he
golf.
Can be a professional golfer.
That's a great dream.
Yeah.
I mean, if you like golf, I can't even hit the ball.
No,
I've tried.
He's like, no, and that's not really. I mean, he loves his job, just in case if any of his bosses are listening. But no, he loves his job. He's just obsessed with golf. And he just, like, his dream is to be in the PGA.
Wow.
And I'm like, great. I get more nap time because I just fall asleep when I watch golf.
It's so slow.
It's slow. Yeah.
It's slow.
It's kind of boring. But he loves it. That's his thing. And I'm like, cool, babe.
Awesome.
So golf lessons. And we just had a really nice, relaxing day. He played golf in the morning. So
nice.
I didn't see him, and it was a nice, relaxing morning. And then he came back, and we just hung out. He loves to cook, so we had some steak. It was a good
nice.
Father's Day. Yeah.
Nice.
Was Rocco with Daddy?
Yes.
Okay.
So he was with his dad,
okay.
And that was one thing. You know, he didn't take Rocco to get me a Mother's Day gift, so I thought,
what?
I know. Although,
that's rude.
Rocco made me the most beautiful card and a painting at school, which I thought was it was so special. But I got him something so that Rocco could give to him.
Maybe that's like a, hey, hint for next year.
Right.
Al.
Exactly. Exactly. But also my birthday is this week.
What? When?
It's the 21st.
Yay.
And I'm turning 44.
Okay.
So I scheduled a liposuction appointment.
What?
For my birthday. That's my birthday gift to me.
Jen.
It's my divorce gift and birthday gift.
Why are you getting lipo?
Because I think it's going to be fantastic.
No.
I am.
I'm going to debate this with you. Because it's not about, I mean, okay, it's all about just good eating and working out. It's not just about working out, but it's about healthy diet.
Do you have
a healthy diet?
Yes. Yes.
Well, then,
and I work out. I'm just old. You will see when you end up getting in your 40s.
Is it a tummy tuck?
No, no.
Like you're actually going to do sucking out like lipo.
Yep. Bye bye. You know what he said? He said, I can even, if you want, I can put it in your butt. And I was like, no, thank you. I'm asking you to take the fat out. I don't want it back.
I wonder
don't
if that's
give
what,
it
like,
back.
Those, like it, what Amber Rose does and those. They put the fat in there.
He said, everyone's doing it. I said, I don't care. I'm asking you to take it out and throw it out.
Isn't there like so many like things that could happen though?
Yeah.
Like,
no, it's not.
I don't think you should do it. And I think we should actually all shame her.
What? It's not.
This show is to not shame.
Yeah.
That is the whole point of the show is to not shame. But I am just advising you as your friend.
I know.
I think if you just continue to maintain a healthy diet and some exercise on top of it. But the diet is, my trainer says, you can work out every single day, but if your eating doesn't change, your body will not change.
I just, you know what? I'm vegan and I'm not a crappy vegan. There's crappy vegans. Yeah. I'm not that person.
Is it just weight from over? Because where are you going to suck it out from?
It's
like,
weight.
You have a great body.
I'm just getting my torso sucked out. Just bye bye. And it's from being older. And I had a baby later in life. And I'm turning 44, and it's my birthday gift to myself.
I've never bought my birthday gift.
And it's smart. It's smart lipo, so I'm not fully under.
It's smart lipo.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm getting a smart liposuction. Well, I mean, I will say this. If it's going to...
How expensive is that?
It's an investment.
Which means it's expensive. Look, I'll say this. If that is going to make you feel better about yourself, I don't think that's the way you should go. But if it's going to make you feel better, then you need to do what you want to do. Right. Like my mom always said, she's like, I want a tummy tuck. And I'm like, Mom, put down the M&Ms.
Right.
And then, you know, fine. But, you know, over time, again, I don't, when my metabolism, I can already tell it's changing, but it is harder for me to lose weight when I want to. But again, like, if you start to eat crappy after your liposuction, I'm going to be mad at you.
I'm not. I won't. I promise. We'll see.
Okay.
No, I don't eat crappy.
I promise. I won't. We'll see.
No. I mean, I don't eat crappy. That's the thing.
It's everything
in moderation.
I also
have, in genes. It's like, you know, the genes.
It's just, I think everything in moderation.
I do too.
Again, like for me, like I always said after I'm done with babies, like I want to get a boob job, not because I want big boobs, but because I just like, I hate wearing bras. And I would love to just have like a full B and just, you know, that would be just be nice, a round full B. And, you know, everyone's like, no, you shouldn't do that. But again, it would make me happy. So again, if liposuction will make
that.
You happy.
Yes.
Well, you can't shame me I'm telling you, you're in liposuction. But like, no, again, it's about like, if that's what's going to make you feel pretty, I'm not for it. But
I know.
I think there's other ways.
I've been doing the other ways.
Okay.
We'll see.
All right, fine.
Let's just wait and see.
You're right, though.
Let's table it.
There's no other way to get me a big B without, you know, adding a little something. How about you give me some of your fat?
There we go. Oh, my God. I wonder if we can get a deal.
A two for one
deal.
Or three, because my boobies. One, two. Okay. All right. Well, sorry, Amy. We're going to table that.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that what you wanted to, was that your?
Yeah.
You told me that you had something you wanted to talk about.
That was it.
The life.
I seriously went through. It took me a week to make the decision.
1 week.
Well, no.
Another week.
it took a while. Okay. It really did.
Is there anything else you'd want to do?
I don't think so. Mm-mm. No. No.
So I want to talk to you guys about Care Of. I have a really difficult time picking out. Well, first of all, when I go to like a vitamin store, I get super overwhelmed because there's so many different vitamins. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, which one's actually like, I want just this. Like I want just for my skin or, you know, I want bone health.
Right.
And I just feel like there's like so many more vitamins in there. And I'm like, wait, I don't want those. So it's like super overwhelming.
It is. And the milligrams, everything.
Yeah.
It's so confusing.
Super confusing. But there's this amazing company called Care Of. And what's great is that you take this 5-minute quiz. It's super easy. And it basically says, what do you want to, what do you want to improve in your health?
Oh,
fitness,
wow.
All of it. So for me, I said I wanted something to help my skin, for my bones, and then just for like just regular cognitive health. And what they do is they send you a vitamin for each one of those. So it's very, it's very handpicked for you what vitamins you need for yourself. And again, it's great. It's so easy. It's a great quiz. Whatever you want for your diet, health goals, lifestyle choices, and then they send you a personalized supplement recommendation, and it's fantastic. The box is actually really cute too. So I put it up in my kitchen. It's got a cute little design on it, and each vitamin pack too has a little message on it, a little inspirational message. So I love that.
What was the message this morning?
Well, this one this morning was a funny one. It said, use a new emoji. But the other one was like, it was a Theodore Roosevelt quote.
Cool.
So yeah, I think it's pretty great. So I want to offer it to you guys. So for 25% off your first month of personalized care of vitamins, visit takecareof.com and enter Jana. That's takecareof.com and enter Jana. Okay.
So your subscription box includes individually wrapped packets with your specific vitamins and supplements for easy grab and go. That is perfect for moms, let me tell you.
Yeah, because so you don't have a big, like five big bottles of vitamins in your purse. It's like a cute little teeny package.
Yeah, you just throw in your grab purse. It yeah. on the way out, throw it in your purse, mm-hmm. which is, it's that's incredible. 30-day supply shipped right to your door.
Hello.
Yep.
So good.
So great.
That so y'all go to takecareof.com and enter the code Jana for 25% off your first month of personalized care of vitamins. Let's get healthy. Okay, I'm really, really, really excited because this is gonna be a fun episode because I have someone who I grew up watching and idolizing. She is in the studio with us today. Also, producer Jen, and we know it's an amazing guest because producer Amy is also here with us because she has more questions than anyone in the entire
Rabid.
World. You guys, please welcome to the show, Mayim Bialik.
Hello.
Woo! Woo! Also known as Blossom.
That's right.
I'm sorry. I was like, I'm going to say it.
I didn't think that you were old enough to have known
what?
That.
Girl, no, I'm almost 35.
Wow.
Yeah.
Your makeup looks good.
I know.
Almost 35.
Okay, the joke is I slept in my makeup last night. So, like, for the first time, I have, like, somewhat of a glimpse of makeup on. But
I've been almost 35 for 20 years. No. That's what I keep telling people.
We're pretty much the same age. It's good. But I'm just so excited because you have, I mean, like, you have your name and then it's like neuroscientist.
Yes.
What?
You're so smart. I'm persistent. You know, having a degree doesn't necessarily mean you're smart. It means you're persistent.
Yeah, but you got that degree, which means
right,
you're smart.
After Blossom, I was 19 when Blossom ended. So I did Blossom from 14 to 19. I went to UCLA and I did my undergraduate degree in neuroscience mm-hmm. and a minor in Hebrew and Jewish studies, which kept my GPA up. And then I went directly into a PhD program at UCLA, also in neuroscience.
Incredible.
And you come out of that with two children and a PhD.
I mean, I was telling her, I was like, I feel stupid next to you because I still count, like, I don't even know the times table. And I'm
you're
like,
smart
one,
enough
two.
To know that if your makeup looked like that yesterday, you best sleep in it because it looks good today.
Wow, thanks.
Yesterday's eyeliner, today's smoky eye, right? Is that what they say?
I'm street smart. I'm just not book smart. But no, I mean, like, how, like, you were just like, all right, I was just on the most famous TV show. Now I want to be a neuroscientist.
Well, it wasn't that famous, which is part of why it was
what?
Seen as. Yeah. So Blossom.
What?
So
you're Blossom.
No, but when you think about what TV was like then, which you may not have thought about because you were younger than
younger.
I was,
yeah.
you know, the TV watching was really, really different. And our show was like sometimes in the top 20, but it was not like the what? Level of success of...
See, I would have never known that.
No,
we
never got nominated for anything. We never got an Emmy. We never got nominated, even our writing or directing. So
Syndication.
So actually, we had enough episodes for syndication, but you may notice that our show is not syndicated the way the other shows from the 90s were. So you can now see it. I think Hulu picked it up. You can now
yeah.
watch it.
Yes.
But it never had the kind of run that these other shows from the 90s had. So the fact is, like, it was seen, you know, as different than, like, Punky Brewster, which was a kid's show.
Right.
But it was
see,
really
I didn't
seen,
watch that. I watched
right,
Blossom.
But Blossom was really...
Home Improvement.
Right. At the time, though, that was really seen as, like a family sitcom. It wasn't like you were considered a serious actor. Back then, TV was considered the lesser of the acting gigs to have, meaning, you know, the way you have, like, movie stars doing guest spots on TV shows now, that was not happening in the 90s. So
True.
It was seen as a good thing to kind of step away from the industry, grow up a little bit. I fell in love with science when I was on the set of Blossom, and I really wanted to be appreciated for what was in my head and not what I could offer people, you know, in terms of entertainment and money. My parents were both teachers. My grandparents were immigrants. So I was raised that you go to college. So it really felt like a natural thing for me to do. And I wanted to have more of a normal life. I mean, whatever normal is, like, I don't think anyone's normal, but I certainly was not.
Well, I think what's cool about that, though, is that you were able, because a lot of people, like, you know, you were, to me, you were on a hit show, and then you went away to college, you became a neuroscientist, and then you were able to go back into acting, which I think is fantastic, because a lot of people kind of are like, no, you were typecasted as one thing. Like, was
right.
it hard, but I mean, now you're on another very successful show.
I mean, that was really, it's a blessed accident to have been cast in The Big Bang Theory. But the true story is, you know, after I got my degree, I had a toddler. I was pregnant with my second son when I took my doctorate, when I took my hood.
Wow.
I was that lady in a doctoral hood, like super pregnant.
You were finishing your dissertation while pregnant.
Well, I actually wrote my dissertation and edited it while nursing my first son. And then by the time I submitted my dissertation, I was pregnant.
Wow.
Yeah, I defended my dissertation. I defended my dissertation before I got pregnant. But then by the time you take your hood, I was preggers again.
Was it like
the Mazel Tov, baby? It's like, woo. Yeah.
I guess I mean, most pregnant women just lay around. I mean, I remember when I was pregnant with my daughter, Jolie, I was just like, I can't do anything. I'm just going to lay around. And you're like getting your neuroscience degree.
She's nursing and writing her dissertation.
Are you human? No,
I'm very, very human. I'm not superhuman.
Liar.
But I think it's a really important point to realize that women, you know, we can all do it differently, you know? Mm-hmm. And like, I loved being home with my kids. After I got my degree, like, I was home with my kids. I was able to be home with them because that's what I wanted to do. And I felt like that's the way I wanted to raise my children, was to be with them in mm-hmm. those years. But that's
so
not
you
everybody's
were like,
decision.
I don't want to be an actress. I'm done.
No, I didn't even want to be a research professor. I stayed home with my kids. I tutored piano. I tutored Hebrew. I taught neuroscience in the homeschool community.
If you didn't want to do anything with it.
You know what? Sometimes you want to get a degree for the experience and the potential. And the fact is, I didn't know what kind of mom I'd want to be. But when that child came out of my body, I realized I want to be with him rather than with someone else's children all day while paying for childcare. Mm-hmm. And some women decide that. And there are women in my department who did that. I don't judge women. Like, I don't begrudge them that decision, but I didn't realize how much I was going to love being a parent. And sure, there were times when I was bored and there were times when I was frustrated and when I was like, why is my purpose in life to be a milk factory for this human that doesn't even seem to appreciate it and he's always pooping on me?
Like, and now your nipple is raw.
Right. Yeah. Now, like, I'm in pain. I don't sleep. Yeah. I never got training for this job and no one pays me.
Yeah.
And in addition, you don't get health insurance from being a mom. So that's actually why I started auditioning again, is we were running out of health insurance.
Wow.
My now ex-husband, when we were married at the time, we were both in grad school. We'll get to later. We were both in grad school and my insurance lapsed. He was finishing his master's thesis. And I figured if I can just like act, this is a true story, enough to just get basic health insurance for my family, I could still keep teaching. I was supposed to be the at-home mom. So I started auditioning for things. All the casting directors were too young to even remember Blossom. And I was considered like, oh, this child actor, like, thinks she could act. So I just started auditioning for characters that had no names. It was just like, girl one. Like,
no
you know,
way.
Chubby girl two. Like, that's who I auditioned for.
Did you have
for.
The same representation?
So I have a manager. Her name's Tiffany Kuzon. We were actually friends in high school.
Yeah.
Before I was even, like, thinking of becoming an actress again later in life. We lost touch because in the days before cell phones and Facebook.
Right.
You know, I finished Blossom. She went to work at UTA. And then she actually took me on when I was 8 months pregnant with my second son.
Wow.
I had a literary project at the management firm she was at. And I get this message, Tiffany wants to speak to you. And I was like, wait a second. We were friends. And she took me on. And I was like, if this lady believes in me 8 months pregnant looking like this with no like ankle bones showing, because I'm so swollen and puffy, she must really believe in me. And that's who has kind of built my career back up.
Your ride or die. Awesome.
That's right. She's my ride or die.
So how many years was it before you got then Big Bang?
Let's see. It was probably about, it was maybe a year of just like auditioning for stuff. I did an episode of Bones. I did an episode of like Saving Grace. Like just like, you know, some random small things.
That's huge though.
Well, I had never seen The Big Bang Theory. I thought it was a talk show or like a game show. Because someone told me that they had mentioned me first season, so I figured it was like a quiz show.
Right.
I had no idea. And Tiffany was like, why do I represent someone who doesn't even know, like, the most popular show on television? I didn't watch television. That's how I get so many things done, is I don't watch television.
You're not sitting around watching the Kardashians like I am.
No, but, you know, that has its value as well, but it's just not my thing. So I Googled Jim Parsons, because the audition said, we want a female version of Sheldon Cooper. And I was like, who's that? So I Googled it. And I was like, oh, I know people like this. I'm like this. So
this is
that was
me.
It.
Yeah. I am smart.
And I was brought on for one episode, the season finale of season 3. and brought back as a regular. Melissa Rauch, who plays Bernadette, she had a similar thing. She was brought on in season 3, and we were both made regulars in season 4, and then we just finished 11.
Wow!
That's congratulations.
Crazy. That's crazy.
Thank you.
That's
and I was a pumping working mom. I was still pumping every break for like the first year I was on Big Bang Theory.
That's fantastic.
So I would hang my little sign on the door, you know, woman at work.
And you'd hear...
exactly. You would hear the cow factory.
No, that's really, like, that's such a great story because I feel like it'd be so hard again because you were a child actor and now again, like you've done everything you've wanted to do. So what's left?
I have other
left?
Things I want to do.
I'm like, what is that then?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things I want to do. You know, I have a website called Grok Nation, which we've kind of expanded out to sort of be the Mayim Bialik version of Goop, as it were. Okay. Meaning, you know, what if you focused on sustainable design choices and sustainable thinking and sustainable living? What if your emphasis on understanding the news was to come from a place of empathy? Or what if the emphasis was on, like, what can you do to change your little corner of the world? That's what we say. So I spend a lot of my time on Grok Nation. We have an editor-in-chief. Her name's Christina Kelly. And she came from Sassy Magazine, which I used to read. I know that.
Someone told me.
You need to check out groknation.com because Christina Kelly, who was, you know, she was one of the editors and she ended up working with Jane and she worked at, you know, YM and all these things. She's our editor in chief. And so we are creating a combination of like Sassy Magazine meets like Real Simple meets like a holistic parenting kind of place.
I'm dying.
So I spend a lot of my time working on the website. Okay. I also have a YouTube channel. We just hit 400,000 subscribers,
yeah,
which
girl.
Is very small in comparison to all these big YouTubers. But I produce a lot of material about a lot of the stuff we're talking about. You know, how did I decide when to have children and why? What's it like being a divorced mom? Why am I a religious person who also believes in evolution? What's that like? You know, so making these videos has been a way to share a bigger part of myself. Mm-hmm. And it's something that, you know, is... I don't mean to say like it's my passion project.
No, but it's
literally
is. It's something
I feel passionately about that I, you know, as we were talking about, doesn't really make a lot of money, but it's something that I believe in putting out into a world that is consuming information in a way that none of us dreamed of when we were kids or teenagers. I write, you know, I just released Boying Up, which
have
was my
right
fourth
in front
book.
Of me, Boying Up. Your fourth just
I have
fourth book.
So many questions. About this.
Well, but she's a mom to a boy.
Yes.
Yes.
I have a 6-year-old.
That's
a
fun year.
Oh, yeah. It's so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
I am waiting for my PhD in civil engineering to arrive in the mail from all of the Legos I've built.
Yeah. I was like,
no, I'm sure you're pretty much an expert because when my boys were that age, my favorite thing to do, just because this is my personality, we organize the Lego by type.
Ooh. What does that mean? By like color?
Well, there are several ways to do it. You can do it by color and by type like they do in the Lego store.
Right.
But what we do is it was out of control and I needed to take control. So we have a little kind of like a little dresser that we keep all our Lego in. So I keep all of the standard size pieces in one and all of the unusual size pieces in another. Then I have separated bodies by type. Like, so you have, like, you can mix in. I know. It's so much fun. And then wheels are separate. Because at that age,
so
they just wanted to build trucks.
Yes.
It's super fun.
It's so much fun.
I'm an organizing person.
Let me tell you. Can you come over to my house? Because I swear,
We will make that YouTube video of me organizing your Lego. There's nothing I love more than organizing
things. I'm in Laurel Canyon.
I'm in Coldwater Canyon. Done.
Perfect. Next Monday, I promise.
Because you
only
should see Jolie's
only if you wear
chest.
That makeup and drink a martini in the back.
Girl.
I promise to post a picture of Rocco's Lego disaster because my Legos look nothing like that.
Right.
I'm terrified to have a boy because my husband, I mean, when I was pregnant with Jolie, he got like he is a grown man. He's 31 years old and he buys Legos and puts them together.
He's my people. It's okay.
Yeah.
But I don't, I'm like, babe, like, why are you building a Star Trek Lego thing? And
because
he's like,
he can.
But why?
Because it
I'm like,
feels
we don't
good.
Have a little
it
boy.
Is, it, you
like,
start to
you
become,
doing?
Don't ask. Just accept him the way he is. There's plenty of people
then,
who understand
him. But then it's just sitting there, pieces everywhere.
Yes.
And I'm just like,
no, you can contain. No,
it.
No, you need to contain it. There are boundaries we can put
okay,
over his
I
Lego
need,
building.
I need the boundaries.
I want
is he a geek?
In,
like he likes Star Wars and Star Trek?
Yeah.
Oh.
But he's like a Lego geek.
Yes.
And I don't get it because then it's just everywhere.
He's a former football player, Lego geek.
Oh, that's right. Does he like Dungeons and Dragons?
No.
Oh, okay.
Did I lose you?
No, I was going to make a new friend.
Okay. I mean, maybe, I don't know. Maybe in his weird, like, Lego world, he likes Dungeons and Dragons, too.
I love everything
about
this
story. I just
want
you to be grateful for a moment that he likes to build Legos, because that means you don't have to.
Correct.
If you have a boy.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Some girls like to build, too. Let's just put it out there.
I did.
I'm just saying.
I grew into loving building it because it became meditative when I opened a bottle of wine.
Yes.
And then I could, Friday night, you know, 8,000 pieces.
Yeah.
Oh, see that? I get overwhelmed and I get pissed. And then I'm just like, I'm like, I don't understand. Where does this piece go? And then he's just.
That's what the diagram is for, sister.
It's confusing.
I have a silver Lego block necklace.
For my small brain.
Like, I am the Lego mom. Oh, it's a little silver Lego block on a silver chain.
Do you drink wine?
That's cute.
I do. I drink other things as well.
Okay.
Wine past a certain age gives some people headaches. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those people because
that's terrible.
Clearly evolution is like, we don't need you anymore. Like, we don't need you to be attractive. We're going to make like weird skin gather weird ways.
Yeah.
We're going to put like dark spots on your face. Your breasts will never be at attention anymore. And also you can't go on roller coasters or drink wine without getting a headache.
Well,
is that not what it's like being a human?
No,
past 40?
Past 40, absolutely.
Anymore.
Also, if you sprain your ankle, you will be out of commission for 8 months.
Or you turn and all of a sudden you can't move for 3 days.
Right.
Damn,
like,
how old are you guys?
You laugh.
Yes.
But something, also your eyes will go. Evolution's like, you don't need to see anymore.
No.
You've already given us your eggs. We're done. We're done. You don't need to read anything or go anywhere.
Or see a menu.
Let's break for a commercial.
Yeah. We're going to break. And then I really want to talk about the F word when we come back. Not that one. Fame.
Fame.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I was going to, well, never mind.
Mayim, love you, but I got to take a break, baby, for just 1 second to tell you about what my husband is obsessed with. And also me, but, you know. My husband does most of the cooking in the household, and he's obsessed with HelloFresh. Groceries get delivered to the door. Go online. You pick out the meals you want, how many meals a week you want. It's fantastic because there's no extra groceries and produce that
goes
bad. Exactly. And that's what I love about it because there's no waste. You get exactly what you need. And for me, because I'm just not good at new recipes, but I want to like learn how to, you know,
how to
become a better cook.
Different things. And you don't have to come up with the idea.
I know. And it's just like
appears.
And yeah. And it's like, and here's, you know, these are the ingredients and this is all I start to put in. I'm like, wow, this is fantastic. And my husband's actually remade some of them on his own because he knows, like, he loves them so much. So I'm a huge advocate for HelloFresh and I think they're fantastic. And again, you know, it's great for my daughter too. She loves the meals and it's great because it's fuss free and it just makes dinner so easy. It's 30 minutes. I mean,
and it's fresh.
It's fresh.
Fresh. And there's vegetarian boxes. There's, which one do you guys get?
Yeah. There's classic, family, and vegetarian. And we do the classic family.
Cool.
Yeah.
And what?
We kind of like it all.
What's
so,
your
like,
favorite?
Had, like,
what has been your favorite meal?
I love the balsamic burger. My husband loves the pineapple chicken with the rice and the green beans.
What about Jolie?
Jolie likes mac and cheese. But yeah,
I love that.
But she really, really liked the jasmine rice that was with the pineapple chicken meal.
Ooh, jasmine rice.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds
real good.
Which all the ingredients come pre-measured in handy labeled meal kits. It's so easy.
So easy.
One, two, three.
For $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, visit HelloFresh.com/Kramer30 and enter Kramer30. That's HelloFresh.com/Kramer30 and enter Kramer30.
Also, you know what's really great about this? There's a ton of one pot recipes. That way, less cleanup. It's like one pot. You're cooking everything
really?
In one pot.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. I thought it was like a one pot, like for the one lonely.
For the one.
The one lonely divorced.
No, Jen. One pot. It takes
like,
one pot.
No, but I think maybe, I don't know if there is just for one, but that would be kind of great for my one Wednesday I might get one day. You guys, that's $30 off your first week of HelloFresh. Visit HelloFresh.com/Kramer30. Enter Kramer30. Well, then, okay, girls, here, I will bring Legos. No, here, no, time out. Y'all bring the Legos, and I'm going to
bring
the good ones.
Okay,
the wine.
There we go.
That's what's happening.
I'm in.
What's the F word?
Fame. what is it like? How have you navigated?
She navigated gets to the back. The back entrance of the expedited passport.
I didn't even ask for that. You know, there's that song. I took a pill in Ibiza.
Yeah.
And it is about fame. And I always like.
Did you take even a pill?
I didn't take a pill in Ibiza. But, you know, there are things in that song that I talk about with my boys because he says, you don't want to be high like this, right?
Right.
Like, and you don't want to be stuck up on that stage saying, all I know is sad songs. And I was like, oh. Like, it gives me chills because there are certain things that are amazing about fame. And no one wants to hear famous people be like, oh, my life is so hard.
Right.
But there are aspects to the loneliness you feel mm-hmm. when everybody loves you, but you're still a human. And I remember when I saw, like, the Lady Gaga documentary.
That was tough.
It was super tough. But there was something she said that struck me so. She said, like, everybody loves you and you hang out with them all the day. Like, you know, and everything's great.
Right.
But she said, then everybody goes home, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like, and at this point in her life, she's like, and I'm alone, like, you know, and even if you have someone to love, you know, there's that sense of being human, you know, that touches all of us. So like when my dad died 3 years ago, that was still, thank you. That was still my dad dying and having that experience as a human. Fame doesn't protect you from being human, you know,
right.
It adds all these layers that are really interesting. But when you have kids, that's like a whole other conversation, you know? Like, my older son, especially, is like, why can't I be on your Instagram page? All my friends are on their mom's Instagram. It's like, because you can't. That's why. Because you didn't choose this life. Mm. And there are consequences of this life that you don't think about. You don't get to play as freely at the park.
Exactly.
If I have to wonder that people know what your face looks like, you know? And you don't want to scare them. But fame also comes with, like, all these decisions about, like, security and blah, 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 you know?
Where you live. You have to be. Yeah. When you're traveling.
It's different.
Yeah.
And it's... And it's a scary world, and I don't mean to, like, make people scared or make my children scared, but yeah, fame provides people access to your life that you can't take back, you know? Mm. And part of my decision to work on Grok Nation and to have this YouTube channel is the notion that I'm going to kind of suspend a lot of that fear mm-hmm. in the belief that I can provide something that might be entertaining or interesting or helpful to someone. You know?
And also inspiring and
yeah,
helping the new generation be nicer too.
Right. And like, I can show you all the ways that I cut an avocado and that might get a million hits. but that's not what I'm interested in.
Right.
You know, I'm interested in talking about issues that are important, that make people think and that start conversations. And, you know, in the research that my team does, you know, Noe, he's sitting right there. But there's research that has to be done about what do people want? What do people want from you and
people
from your
want
personality?
Real is from what I've always seen.
Right. And they don't need to see, you know, my like morning toothbrush routine, but like to see parts of me that are hard to share mm-hmm. is not something that we do for ratings, right? It's something it's trying to make the world smaller in healthy ways, you know, using the internet to connect in ways that don't make fame this kind of like isolating burden, you know,
because right.
I don't want it to be. I don't want to live my life like that. Life is with people, you know.
But it has its perks too.
Yeah. Well, like the passport expediting thing, I didn't know there's a thing. But also I think they were concerned that not that I would start a riot in the federal building, you know, but like there's a lot of people and it could be distracting.
Absolutely.
Like if that became a thing. Yeah. But I still like I go out. I mean, you know, being an unadorned woman when you choose to be mm-hmm. actually has its perks, you know.
Yes.
Like there are ways to be more recognizable.
Right.
And there are ways to be less recognizable.
Exactly.
I happened to be in full hair and makeup when I went to the federal building because I had a day of publicity and I literally was like squeezing it in between three mm-hmm. interviews. So my kids aren't used to me looking like that. And meanwhile, I walk into the federal building like, you know, in my like crappy espadrilles and like a crappy T-shirt, but with full hair and makeup, you're more recognizable that
Absolutely.
Way for sure.
Right. And
security
is it
guards were very thrilled. The federal building.
Is it harder to date?
Yes. I mean, some would say it's impossible to date unless you use like one of these sites like Raya or whatever.
Right.
Is that how you met your man?
No. I'm friends with Eliza Schlesinger, who did, you know, very publicly meet her, you know, wonderful husband on Raya. And The funny story about that is that I tried to get on Raya and they wouldn't answer my emails.
Wait, what?
My publicist email. So the way
there's
you get
like
on
Raya. There's people on there.
Don't.
Oh my God. Because I'm like, there's some like, people on there. I'm like, why is this person? Right, not that, well, that they know.
Wait,
about
are
it.
You on there?
No, not that.
What's
I know
happening
about it.
Here?
I will take that straight to my therapist. Yeah. That, like, why would they have all these people? But we literally, my publicist emailed twice. I emailed, we never what? Got a response back. And I was like, okay, I guess
you
I won't do that.
Have got to be kidding me.
That's crazy.
And I feel like, well, we probably need to reach out and like do something with them. But yeah, I actually just wrote a script for my YouTube channel about, I did try online dating and it was hilarious.
Well,
and
for those
horrible.
Of you listening, it's Wait. Raya is basically oh, sorry. Celebrities. It's a celebrity dating site. So you have to have the blue check mark and you have to have so many followers and you have
yeah,
to
it's,
like, but
they,
it's also.
They also verify you if you have a very large bank account. And yes. there's a certain, with all due respect to all kinds of people in the industry, there's a certain kind of woman in particular and man that they want on that site.
Of course.
To raise the profile of their site. It's fascinating. But I tried using a different online dating service. It was
Plenty
terrible.
Of fish.
It was.
No, not that
I
one.
I did OkCupid and someone was like why
those.
Are you using Jenna Kramer's photo? And I'm like,
Oh my, yeah. Well, so it is a little awkward. There's a Jewish online dating site called Saw You at Sinai because
Stop.
The notion is that,
wait, stop.
The mystical notion is that all of the Jewish people stood at the base of Mount Sinai when the Ten Commandments were handed down, which is just like a cool mystical
Super
thing.
Sexy,
but
yeah.
the notion that someone was like, that's the name, like, saw you at Sinai? It's adorbs.
And
that's
how you met your man
Wait,
friend?
Is that
no,
where you met
that
him?
Is not where I met him. No.
Where did you meet him?
I don't talk about how I met him.
Oh, was it romantic?
It was romantic in like a start of a porno script kind of way.
Hi. I like it. Tell me more.
He's a carpenter and a builder.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Did his, like, I know. Plumber's crack like come out a little bit?
Oh my God. Anyway, so I haven't ever, you know, talked more about it, but okay. But no,
how long have
we
you
did
been
not
divorced
meet on
for?
A date. I've been divorced for, it'll be 6 years.
Is it great?
So
I sometimes fantasize about it. Sorry,
so
baby.
I've heard about this from married friends of mine, and especially from women who got married young and didn't necessarily get to do the things that they wanted to.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. with the much needed progress of the women's movement, which is progressing every day still, you know, we're still learning new ways to assert our needs and our desires. I do hear this from some friends of mine, like, what's it like? You know, what's it like to be alone in your home and get to do whatever you need to do with no one interrupting? You know, it's a very strange sense of independence. And, you know, my ex-husband.
How long were you married for?
We were married. Well, we were together almost 15 years. We were married for almost 10 of them. And, you know, my ex-husband is the at-home dad. You know, I'm the working parent, which is what it was like when we were married. But, you know, he homeschools our boys. Like, he gives his life for them.
That's incredible.
It's really incredible. But, you know, our lives are very different. Like, we're with our kids a lot. And, you know, when you homeschool, they're kind of around a lot. But, you know, we've both kind of learned new ways to exercise things about ourselves that weren't exercised, you know. And
what didn't work? Why did you guys...
There were a lot of things, and, you know, it's not something I have talked about and probably may not plan to unless I write a book about it, which might happen.
book number
but,
5 million.
But also, I think that we were friends before we started dating. We were friends for a year and a half. And right now, it does feel like we're best friends raising kids together. Because even though we've been divorced for 6 years, like we're still responsible for them together. And that's amazing.
That's the dream.
Yeah. I mean, but it comes with also this like other life that you get to have, you know?
Yeah.
And my son said to me the other day, he was like, Mama, remember when we used to travel all the time? We used to all get on an airplane and go to New York. I miss those days.
Aww.
I was like, oh, yeah, we can't do that. We are taking a divorced family trip to Israel next week.
Oh,
which is
you family
are?
There?
How long are
I
you staying?
We're going for 10 days. My kids have been before, but my older son's going to be bar mitzvahed here in September. And we wanted to like, my ex and I are taking our moms.
Wow.
And we want that picture of like, we went to Israel for this bar mitzvah. Man friend and I went 3 months ago to Israel. Like, so this is not a trip for like
is
that
he remarried?
Part of, no.
Or
is he dating
no,
a girlfriend?
I won't speak to that because he gets to have his privacy.
Got it.
Like, I wouldn't violate his privacy. But I know that, like, what I most want is for him to be happy.
Aww.
Like,
right.
And I never, like, knew I could feel that so deeply, you know? And yeah, and there's not, you know, obviously like all sorts of gossipy places have things to say about like, you know, oh, it must be because they slept with their kids in their bed. It's like, no, plenty of people, you know, share sleep with their kids and don't get divorced. Like, it's not really, right. you know, the business of the gossip universe. And, you know, and everything that I've said, you know, about our marriage and, you know, on Grok Nation and on YouTube, those are things that he approves. He approves every post, every video that is even vaguely about him or the boys. We made the decision to have them on the cover together. And if he would have said, you know what, I don't want them on the cover, I would have respected that.
Like, well, I think that's great that you guys are working together like that.
Yeah, we're told that we're the most amazing divorced couple people know. Like, it's kind of crazy.
Well, I think that's great.
My situation's a little different, I'd have to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hope in 5 years it gets to that place. Yeah. Definitely.
And hey. I'm not saying it's all like there are a lot of times that I'm frustrated. He clearly like there's a lot about my energy that annoyed him when we were married. It still annoys him.
Right.
You know, there's a lot about his personality. Like, you know, but it's but again, it's like we're just humans. Like we're humans and there's no dress. Like this isn't the dress rehearsal.
No.
This is our kid's life. They get it once. They get one opportunity mm-hmm. to learn how to speak about other people and to learn how to like work through adversity and to be heard, you know,
communicate.
Like, yeah. And like when my sons say like, I miss blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I miss that too. You know, I miss yeah. data. It's hard. Yeah, it is hard.
Did you ever consider staying together for them? Not that I think that's the right thing. I think it's the wrong thing.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, it's like Louis C.K. says, like, no happy couple gets divorced. You know, don't be right. sad when people get divorced. It's like, that's because they've tried everything in their experience. Yes. And those things didn't work. And, you know, a lot of people are like, the celebrities, they just think it's like, no, we're people. We did all the things. We went to therapy. Like, we do all those things. We went to therapy through our divorce, which is really interesting. And I think it's really.
That was probably really helpful.
It was very helpful. Mm-hmm. It was very helpful. We still speak to a family therapist, sometimes together, sometimes separate, if things come up, because we need that support. It's not that like, oh, we're so rich, we afford it. No, like we seek out support even from, you know, people that do it, meaning from people who have been through it. It's so important to find what worked for other people and then to adjust it to make, you know, what works for you.
Yeah.
I find that people, when I say, oh, no, I'm getting divorced, they'll say, oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, no. Yeah. I'm so happy.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right.
Congratulations.
Oh, okay. Amy, sorry. She's like, she needs
to ask
her
question. Well,
this
is where I really want to like learn
Amy's
from
sitting
you.
On my lap right now. Yeah, everyone truly. Needs to know that. She's like straddling me and her nose is like a centimeter from my nose. Yeah.
This is what I want to sort of understand. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to ask it right. And hopefully you can help me through it.
Just so you guys know, Amy's really smart.
I'm super smart. And I think it's my downfall because I try to like overthink everything. Like, I spend a lot of time Googling how to stop overthinking. Like,
so like, then I... You should Google how to stop Googling things.
Then I spend 2 hours reading
yeah.
about how to not think,
yeah.
how to think myself out of thinking.
Right. And I think that's, I mean, part of
sometimes
the...
Sometimes it works.
Part of the, you know, blessing of having an active mind is that we want to work through everything and we want to believe there's a solution to everything. And I think one of the things that I've gained with... you know, experience and hopefully maturity, which I'm a very immature person, you know, like I still think burping is funny.
As I'm doing it literally right now. And I'm like trying not to go. Yeah.
No, but I think one of the things I've learned is that there are certain things that cannot be figured out by the power of my brain. And what it is a lot of times is that we want to control something because it feels so unpleasant to not be able to. And that's the thing that we try and do. And it can ruin relationships. It can ruin your relationship with your kids. It was really hard on my relationship with my parents. And it wasn't until my dad was dying that I was like, oh, I best figure this out in these 3 years right now.
What did you figure out?
I figured out that sometimes you have to, the expression is like, let go and let God, you know? No, but the fact, for me as a person of faith, like I actually do resonate. And it doesn't have to be a religious or a Judeo-Christian or a patriarchal faith. But the notion that there are things we can't explain and sometimes they have an organic existence that is beyond our need to control them, that can be really empowering. You know, a lot of people feel like, oh, surrender is a sign of weakness. For me, surrender is a sign of strength because it's literally yes. like that's the point that's why that. People structured religion the way we did, because like I can't hold this. I can't think my way out of my pain. Sometimes right. you just have to feel your feelings
yes.
and like
sit
that's therapy. And that's what we were told with the divorce in particular. When your children are crying for their father, Don't have them make a card for him. Don't have them watch a movie. Don't give them a snack, because that's setting them up for a lifetime of eating disorders.
Yes.
Right? What I was told to do is say, yes, it hurts. Mm-hmm. It's sad. Can I hold you? That's it. And it's so hard because I want to be like, oh, here's the keychain I'll make you that makes you not miss your father. And like, oh, wait a second.
Yeah.
They miss him because they're human. And if I try and interrupt it, it teaches them to substitute. It teaches them like, oh, is there a drink that makes it better? Yes. Is there a pill that makes it better? Is there a TV show that makes it better? Is
Cupcakes?
There a food that makes it better? Oh, you so badly want to feed them when they're sad.
Oh, you do.
But that's messed up.
Because
I eat when I'm sad makes me sad.
Yes. It's a really important message. I mean, because I do that too. I mean, that's why sometimes I drink wine. I'm this is my coping.
We all self-medicate in some way. It's either TV or it's video
sex.
Games or it's sex or
alcohol.
it's flirting. You know, some women, men too, some women really love like that energy of like, he wants me. And I'm like, I don't think, oh, maybe he does. Like, oh, you're that woman, right? Everybody's got their thing. She's smart and she's sexy.
I might be that person. Because like, even today, I'm like, I want to text him so bad. And so I'm just like, I want to not text so that I'm not like an addict. It feels addicty.
Well, that's a love addiction,
which
I cannot wait to talk about at some point in this podcast.
Oh, it's going to be so juicy.
So juicy. The text back gives me that like,
hit.
Oh, yeah. It gives you the hit.
It gives the endorphin. It feeds
like,
endorphins in your
very
brain.
Very good. Yeah. You are smart.
Jenna,
don't say that.
Say it again.
It's feeding your endorphins every single time you, because that's your hit that you're trying to get back.
It's
so
a
you need it. Yeah. And it's like,
it's that sound from a slot machine.
Okay. Yeah. And that's love addiction.
What I learned,
because I'm a love addict,
is that hit doesn't last, because you're like, oh, that'll last a week. It lasts like a couple hours. Like, doesn't last. And then the next
sometimes just a second.
I need more.
Yeah. Yep.
It's so bad. And then the other thing I learned, I'd love to hear you talk about, is when people, sorry.
She's still sitting on her lap.
I have a feeling you're inviting me back. I think you're inviting me back.
I love her because you're smart and spiritual and emotional, which you don't usually get all that.
I'm the whole package.
Especially a celebrity.
Would you like a room?
So like women, and then I'll be quiet.
Don't touch me there. You can be on my lap, but don't touch me.
Sorry. Women tend to say like everything would be great if he only would do this.
Yeah, that's called the hee-hees.
And that's like literally the worst thing you can do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Talk about
Well, I mean, honestly, that's a symptom of any addiction or any codependency. Like, and there's science behind this that like I would be okay if. You know, and a lot of these things are, you know, codependency is kind of like, you know, it's this term like, oh, I'm so codependent. But the truth is that codependency by definition, if you take the quizzes online, you know, codependency by definition is I'm only okay if you're okay. Mm-hmm. Or meaning if like, if you're doing what I want you to do, like that's okay. And that, I mean, honestly, that's the root of what drives a lot of people to drink, to use drugs, to use sex. Because the idea is I don't like what it feels like to not have that. Mm-hmm. So people say, like, for people who are alcoholic, right? The problem is not drinking. The problem is sobriety. Like, people don't like what it feels like to be sober, so they drink. So people don't like what it feels like to be alone, so they keep pursuing people. People don't like what it feels like to have to live as a human, so we take drugs, you know? I mean, whatever it is.
I think a lot of women, and I'm sure men, but I can only speak for women, like, text their significant other whatever they text. But I've learned what I'm really saying is, like, am I okay?
Yep.
Make me happy.
Am I good
can
enough?
Can you make me happy?
Am I
make
good
me
enough?
Happy. Yeah. Am I okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not.
Yeah.
We need, we need a whole episode on codependency and love addiction.
Yeah.
Because it's
that's
such
great
a
idea.
Common.
Yes.
And part of it is how we're raised. I was raised. I mean, my mom was a very old fashioned, you know, she was born in the 40s, very old fashioned. I was raised that the way you please a man is to cook for him, to iron his handkerchiefs, like to make sure food's on the table. Don't disturb him when he gets home. Like my dad was a public school teacher. And he would come home and it was like, do not speak to your father for the next 90 minutes. He needs to lay down and relax. And it's like, but mom, you've been scrubbing toilets all day and teaching, making us breakfast and lunch. And now you're going to make dinner and he needs a nap.
Oh yeah.
I think you need a nap.
Yes.
Oh, so no, that shit don't go around.
That's what
no.
marriage was
but
like.
I was. That's the thing. Like we're programmed like that,
yes.
And people are like, "Oh, women's movement. We still got a long way to go." Forget about like Me Too and all this, which is so important. There are basics in our home of how we think about like.
Absolutely.
I still want approval from my ex-husband about like what I'm gonna wear to our kids' photo exhibit.
Right. It's
like,
all about like your
that?
Childhood upbringing, your childhood trauma.
And then we ended up dressing like twins accidentally. I'm like, this is awkward. My ex-husband and I were twins at the photo exhibit.
Oh, no.
And I had to say to man friend, I'm like, we didn't plan this. my ex-husband and I are twins. We didn't plan it.
It'd have been great if all three of you dressed the same.
Seriously, adorbs.
Okay, I seriously want you back because I think you're fantastic. But
thank you.
In the meantime, where can our listeners find you?
Our listeners can find me, let's see, at groknation.com. I'm Miss Maya. Oh, sorry. Yeah. G-R-O-K Nation. G-R-O-K. To grok means to understand something super, super deeply and intimately so that it becomes part of you.
When you say that, all I think of is sassy.
Oh, well, you should. So yes, Grok Nation. I'm Miss Mayim on all my, what's it called, social media, everything.
And you have your new book out, Boy.
Right. If you have a boy or were a boy, but especially if you have a boy or want to understand men, this is the process by which boys become men, and it actually informs a lot of adult male behavior as well. And if you have a girl, Girling Up was its companion that I wrote a year ago. And that's also about the process of, you know, it's the psychology and the sociology of being female. And then I did basically the same for boys with an emphasis on the mixed messages girls get in our culture for girling up. And then for boying up, the mixed messages that boys get, like be aggressive, not too aggressive, you know, be nice, not too nice, be sweet, not too sweet, you know, like musical theater, but not too much.
Don't cry.
Don't cry or cry.
Don't
you know,
like,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
I love it. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
What an interesting
group of women. Really, really, really nice to
so
talk
fun.
To you. Yeah.
Dude, she's awesome.
I love her. If she really comes over and organizes my 85,000 million Legos that are in five different areas of the house, it is a game changer. My life will be changed.
I want to see
forever.
She seemed like she would.
I think she's
like
going
she
to do it.
Game for, like, she seemed like she was just like, hey, Legos, yeah. Amy, what?
I'm sorry. I just feel like she liked us too, which like kind of made me so happy. I think she liked us too.
I know. I want to drink scotch with her.
You're like the girl that's like, oh my God, the popular girl liked us. This is so great.
She I want to be friends.
My hair.
Can we get Drew Barrymore in next? She's on my friend list.
Oh, yeah. Amy's like, yeah, okay. Sure. No, but she was
curate
I
friends.
I just love how honest she is about struggles, which is great yeah. because she's not like, oh yeah, fame's, it's like, fame's great. She keeps it real, which I love, but she also keeps enough of a wall to still be relatable. Does that make
right.
sense?
Absolutely. She's yeah. so authentic.
She's so authentic. Yeah. She's so cool. You know, there's something that she said though that made me question what I've been doing because my daughter is everywhere on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that, you know, she doesn't Instagram her boys because that's not the life that they chose. And I'm just like, wow, that really struck a chord with me because I'll never forget this. We were at Disney World, and someone went up to Jolie and goes, Jolie, can I have a picture with you?
Oh.
Did not even ask for a picture with me. Like I went to get in the picture, like, no, just with Jolie and the kid.
Oh, that's scary.
And I was like,
I don't like that.
But it's my fault because I've put her up on Instagram so much. But I've just wanted to like share motherhood and her. But she didn't ask to be on my Instagram.
No.
She didn't ask to be all over my socials. So now I'm just like, am I doing something wrong?
I don't think so because I do it as well, although I'm not famous, so it's very different.
You're famous in a like a different way.
I'm like, famous in my family.
You're like, it's like, they ask you like a million questions about Ryan Seacrest?
In Detroit, I'm famous.
Detroit?
Yeah, because I'm from Detroit.
Oh, that's
so,
right.
You know.
I forget that we're from Michigan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
God, that's weird.
I know.
It's so weird.
But no, but so you do the same thing.
No, I mean, he's all over mm-hmm. my Instagram. And the only thing I'm very careful about is I never post a location
right.
with his picture.
Yeah.
Or something that is recognizable. Because
I don't do that either, but I mean it was very clear that we were at Disney World, you know.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's scary. And in my daytime TV talk days when I worked at one of those big shows mm-hmm. that I used to have these guests on and people would write in.
Which show?
I'm not going to say a doctor.
Okay.
It was a doctor.
Okay.
And anyways,
there's only one, so it's fine. You might as well just say Phil. Okay.
I remember there's this one story that stood out. Somebody wrote in that she found a website and a Facebook page where somebody had stolen all of her family pictures, and she was catfishing people and pretending to have this family with yeah. these children. And that freaks me the F out.
Yeah. Someone did a page for Jolie, and I immediately sent it to my manager, Catherine. I was like, to have them take this down. She's like, well, I mean, it's kind of one of those things where it's like, these photos are
public.
They can
use them however they want.
It was shut down, but still, I mean, someone else could. So it's like, yeah, that's just scary.
It's scary.
But I don't know what the balance is because I love sharing Jolie.
I know. She's so cute.
I mean, her like dance recital, like yeah. I loved every moment of that, like sharing that with people. So I don't know. I guess I just, again, like location thing, which I don't do, but right. still it's just a very interesting, when she said that made me kind of go, oh.
You can always start. I have a friend who is, he has a huge following. He's a radio personality. He's a dad. His entire fatherhood of his daughters, he's always put something over their face or made their hair cover their face or put an emoji over their face.
I don't want to do that.
I know. I'm just saying.
I know.
You have options. Like, you have options.
I'm like, but again, like I love it because she's so darn cute. So you know what? I will say this. I was watching Regis and Kelly. Jeez Louise. Kelly and Ryan. Sorry. Mm-hmm. And Kelly Ripa said that her daughter Lola, she was like, you cannot post my prom picture on Instagram.
Right.
And so I think when Jolie comes to the age where she says, Mom, I don't want you doing this, or I'll even ask her, like, is it okay? Like, if I post this photo, like, I want her to have then this,
she can make this the say. Final
She can
decision.
Make the final say. But until then, right. sorry, girl. You're getting plastered all over my stuff.
I get the most likes when you're in it.
Right? Yeah. Puppies and babies. Puppies and babies.
Like, I mean, again, I want to share that. But when she gets to that age where she says, Mommy, I don't want you to do that, I'll not do it. But then I love Kelly's relationship with Lola. I'm like, oh, man, it's going to be me and Jolie just going at it.
You are going to, yeah. Speaking of, like, you just have a different relationship with girls than you do sons, like daughters than you do sons. Sons are very they're just mostly mama's mama's boys. I can't.
What
say
did you
that.
Take the most from Mayim?
I love how grounded she is in how she walks through life. Like, her journey is so balanced with cognitive, you know, her awareness, the way she thinks. She's scientific yet spiritual. She just seems so grounded in the way she makes decisions and walks through life.
Yeah.
And I love that. I could really resonate with everything she was saying because I try and be that.
Yeah.
I try and be a rooted tree that just sways in the wind.
Mm-hmm.
But
were you kind of upset about, not upset, but envious of the relationship that she has with her ex?
I'm not envious, but I'm just fascinated by it.
Like how they can be like so close.
Right.
Yeah. Because well, I think you guys are just too new.
I think it's too new. Yeah. And I don't want, time. I mean, I was like, when I was thinking about it, I was like, I don't want to be.
Maybe like not now. I think it's too right. fresh, but like
maybe
down
in the future.
Road. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think Amy mostly got out of it was the fact that she's not going to text her man friend.
Right.
She's going to let that one.
And she has a new BFF.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much. Okay. So let's talk about brushing your teeth, everybody. The truth is most of us are brushing our teeth wrong. And I know that you have to brush your teeth for 2 minutes. But I never do.
I never do either. I try and sing the alphabet in my head three times.
You're like A, B, C, D, E, F, G. I try to go really fast.
Yes.
But 2 minutes is actually a long time.
That's a super long time.
Yeah. So yeah. I like the fact that this toothbrush holds me accountable for brushing my teeth for 2 minutes. It's really cute. It comes in rose gold. It was also Oprah's
favorite
things.
It was
one of Oprah's favorite things, which if Oprah says she loves it, then I love it.
We all
do. If she jumps, I jump.
Whatever she does, whatever
she
loves.
I brush with that. So I think it's fantastic. Quip is an electric toothbrush that's a fraction of the cost of bulkier toothbrushes while still packing just the right amount of vibrations to help clean your teeth. And I love clean teeth. So Dennis recommended 2 minutes. Amazing pulses. The Quip subscription plans are for your health, not just convenience. They deliver new brush heads on a dentist recommended schedule, every 3 months. And I know this sounds gross, but like I change my toothbrush. Like
it's really hard to find a toothbrush that you love.
Yeah. And then every 3 months, like that seems a lot. But that's the dentist recommended. So they'll send it to you at your doorstep, your convenience, for just $5, including free shipping worldwide. So that's fantastic. Quip also comes with a mount that suctions right to your mirror and unsticks to use as a cover for your hygienic travel wherever you take your teeth. So it's super easy. Again, it's super small too. So it's just super convenient. Quip starts at just $25. And if you go to Quip, getquip.com, which is GETQUIP.com/Jana right now, you'll get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/Jana. So next week, by the way, I loved today's show.
Today was
fun.
Too.
I hope everyone that's listening liked it and laughed as much as we did. But next week is going to be a very important episode for me. And Jen, you don't even know this.
I have no idea.
There's
and I can't believe I'm going to have to wait a whole week. It's so unfair.
Well, I told Jen and Amy, the producers, I said, there's something that I need to share. And it's a very big announcement and I want to do it on the podcast. So next week, guys, listen up because I want to share it with y'all. So
I cannot wait.
Yeah. You're going to have to wait one more week.
I know. It's torture.
Yeah.
I'm going to be texting you. I'm going to be like, what is it? Tell me now.
I'm the worst secret keeper of other people's secrets. But like with mine, I'm like, nope, not telling you. But no, I'm really excited to share this with you guys. But I just.
She's excited. That means it's good.
Okay. I don't know. We'll see.
Awesome.
Yeah, all right. That's it.